Yes.
Hi, I have Cedric Holding on the other line. If you are ready for him, we can give you about 5 minutes before we go into our next interview.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Sam, Cedric is on the line.
Hello, Cedric?
Good morning, what up, man?
Good up, what's up? Cedric the Entertainer, man. Dude, thank you so much for calling to my podcast.
No doubt, it's all good, bro. Appreciate the love.
Man, you're getting a lot of love, especially in a couple days. You're going to be here in Detroit at the Soundboard, man. I've checked you out when you was there before. I saw you last time at the Comedy Get Down, so I know you're going to bring it this Saturday.
Yeah, man, you know, because Detroit's just one of those favorite cities, you know, me coming from St. Louis, that whole Midwest vibe is, you know, I'm just attracted to that energy, man, and so, you know, the audience is, you know, it's people I know, the way you talk to them, the way we understand each other, so the jokes, you know, it feel good when you're up on that stage, you know, and I got my new special coming out, so I'm also in writing mode, you know, so I'm like up there trying stuff, and that's why usually, you know, you love coming to environments like that, man, where you know people feel you, you can have a good time, and then we just gonna get our chuckles on, man, you know.
That's what's up, and I'm glad you brought up that Netflix. So, like tomorrow, the 16th, you got a new Netflix special. I saw the trailer, man. You had the band out there. They was dancing, doing their thing. Man, you love doing that. Like, it's more than comedy. It's a big show.
Yeah, man, you know, I think, you know, the idea, like, you know, when you do a special, you want it to feel special, man. So, you know, but, you know, being in the South, it, you know, remind me of, the, like, the movie Drumline. That was a big thing I thought about when I was there. And I was like, man, I want to come out, like, you know, in my mind, I wanted to have a whole suit on, you know, but I couldn't figure out how to change clothes. Like, I wanted to drum major them boys to the stage, you know, so, you know, but that was, you know, it was fun. So I had the TSU marching band, rocked out, we came up with a little song. We worked on the song, came up with this idea to bring me to the stage, and man, you know, it just turned out exactly what I wanted it to be, man. Great energy, good feel. People gonna enjoy this special, man. They gonna enjoy it. Yeah, I got some quality restaurant quality jokes up in there, man.
That's what's up. So it's like two shows within the same weekend, two very different shows.
Yeah, exactly. So people get to watch that, and then of course, you know, then you get to see me live, and that's a whole nother experience, you know.
Now, one thing I want to talk to you about, I want to talk about those things, but I know you're a fan of podcasts. You had your own a while ago, the Whole Damn World podcast.
Whole Damn World, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I know my stuff, man. I know you're busy, but I can't wait for you to bring that back, man.
Yeah, man, you know, those, you know, people don't understand they take a lot of work, you know, because everybody at some point in time started talking about they had a podcast and people used to wonder what it was. But, you know, these are, you know, y'all guys do a lot of hard work, man, making these shows work. And then, you know, if you do a daily, you know, a weekly show, that's, you know, people don't know, like, you got to really get down. So with me doing television, trying to put together, you know, the right, you know, producers to make sure the show was what I wanted to be. It's just take a little bit of revamping, but I love that idea. I used to have fun doing it, just kind of like talking about flying off what's going on in the world all over all these different subject matters and just kind of hitting, you know, a comic perspective and wrapping it up. So that's what the whole concept was behind the Whole Damn World.
Hey, I can't wait.
Go ahead.
I can't wait for that to come back. One more thing I want to talk about. A lot of stuff. Dude, we are big fans here of your work. They was clowning me about this because before you got online, we talked about I actually wrote a book report on your book in 10th grade. Grown ass man. And they was clowning me, man.
Hey, man, did you get a good grade, man?
I got an A-. The only reason I didn't get an A is because I didn't have the life experience, because technically I wasn't a grown ass man. But I ended up. But every time Mr. Spencer saw me for the rest of that year, he just threw me out there. That's a grown ass man right there. Every time I walked down the hallway.
That's funny, man. That's classic. I love that story. I need to see that report, man. You gotta pull it.
Man, if I had it, I would show you, but come on, man. That was a while ago.
That's classic.
I had a
But thanks so much. I know you working a long time. I mean, you hitting them all up, and we only just gave us a little piece of your time. We're about to jump into that fantasy football. I know you're a Rams fan, so yeah, all tie girly everything. You got any thoughts of them going to the from St. Louis to L.A.? Actually, it worked out for you.
Yeah, that's what I told people. That worked out for me. I mean, of course, you know, I mean, I come from the city, so you kind of hate that they don't have no football team no more. But, you know, with me being in L.A., that was a good look, you know. So you know, and but, you know, my real, you know, I grew up in St. Louis like that, but my real team is the Steelers. I'm black and yellow all day, so, you know, but I'm glad that the Rams here. I know a lot of the players. It allows my kids to have a football team to root for. So, you know, we're going to enjoy it all, man. I'm glad to have a local team, and at the same time, I'm a, you know, since I was a kid, man, I was all black and yellow, so I've been still a fan ever since I was a little dude, so, you know. But, you know, it's good. That's the thing about football. Plus, you know, when you out in this industry, you start meeting people, and I got friends on so many different teams that I find myself rooting for guys just because they're my partners, you know.
That's what's up, man. Hey, I know you got to get out of here, so I'm glad that you're coming. I'm glad that you're going to be in the D in a few short days this Saturday. Then on top of that, you know, maybe those same friends, you're going to beat them in some golf. I see that Instagram. Kill them.
Yeah, I'll be swinging it a little bit, man. It's been a minute, but yeah, I like to swing them. I like to swing those sticks, man.
Thanks so much, man.
But do your thing. See you in a few days.
All right, I'll holler, fam. Right on.
All right.